This is the MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, along with that guy, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome to another week here. And the Red Sox are probably glad to see Tampa Bay get out of town again after last night's loss.
No question about it at all, Bill. Last night at Fenway, the Red Sox fell 7-1 to the Tampa Bay Rays. Red Sox top pitching prospect, Brian Baio, made his first major league start. Did not fare well at all. Gave up 4 runs in 4 innings, 6 hits, walked 3. So tonight, the Sox open up a 4-game series with the Yankees down on Yawkey Way, and the Sox find themselves at this point at 45-37. Tied for second place in the AL East with those Rays. 14 games behind the Yankees. The Sox and the Rays now tied for the top 2 wildcard spots in the American League. The Blue Jays just a half game back, so this is going to be a barn burner toward the end of the season, no doubt about it, for those wildcard spots. Also, just to let you know, the Red Sox now just 9-18. Against the AL East.
Okay, I want to get to the Yankees series in a moment here, but let's pick up on a couple of other Red Sox notes here. Chris Sale making his, what, fourth rehab pitching assignment yesterday? Maybe I'm wrong.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And it looked like it could be his last, okay. What they're saying, but that rehab start last night in Worcester for the Blue Sox, that did not fare well either. Sale was scheduled to go 5 or 6 innings. He struggled with his command, lasted just 3 2/3. He gave up just 1 run, 1 hit. But he did walk out 5.
He had 5 strikeouts, though, right?
Pitches for strikes.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, his situation was not that good when it comes to finding the strike zone.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. We'll get to the Yankees again in a moment here, but let's recap what's gone on the last week or so with the team.
Well, we'll start things off last weekend. They made a trip to Wrigley Field to take on the Cubs. They dropped the first 2 games Friday, 6-5, and then on Saturday, 3-1. On Sunday, the Sox rallied back for a 4-2 win, 11 innings against the Cubs, scoring twice at the top of the 11th on a throwing error by a Cubs reliever. Then on Monday, the Sox came home for the July 4th festivities and blanked the Rays 4-0. Looked like the homestand was getting off to a good start as Cutter Crawford and 2 relievers combined on a 2-hit shutout. But then the Rays came back on Tuesday, doubling up the Sox 8-4. And after that game on Tuesday, the Sox did designate pitcher Hansel Robles for assignment.
All right. Nesson Plus. So the Yankees in town tonight, but what's on Nesson Plus this afternoon?
Well, if you want to see the Red Sox definitely beat the Yankees, put on Nesson Plus at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game from July 7th of 1989. The Sox beat the Yankees 6-4 at Fenway. Sox scoring 4 runs in the first inning. Mike Greenwell later in the game had an inside-the-park home run. Roger Clemens goes 6 innings to pick up the win. And reliever Rob Murphy pitched the final 3 innings for the save, an old-school 3-inning save.
All right.
You might have to just tune in just for that.
Oh, my gosh. And plus the inside-the-park home run. That's great. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's go to the Yankees just for a moment here. So what should we know about this Yankees team that arrives here in early July here? What's new about this team?
Well, it's not just what's new, it's what's going on with the Yankees. I mean, they are on just a roll at this point. Last night they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 16-0 out in Pittsburgh, and they are just rolling right along this season. The Yankees have not hit a tough spot at all so far this year, and they have a nice commanding 14-game lead on the AL East for the Red Sox and Yays that are currently at 59-23. That's a .720 winning percentage. So the Yankees have not hit any bad spots, as I mentioned, all season long. They've been getting decent starting pitching, solid bullpen activity as well. Seems like everybody in the lineup is contributing with the home run, especially Aaron Judge. He's your leader, no doubt, for the American League MVP award at this point, going into his contract year. His 30th home run of the season last night. So Red Sox have to be on their game and then some for this 4-game series coming up starting tonight. Don't forget, on Sunday, it's the Sunday night ESPN game. So all-night games with the Red Sox and Yankees this weekend. And then it doesn't get any easier if the Sox wrap up the homestand. They hit the Tampa for 4 games, and hopefully they're saying that Chris Sale will possibly pitch on Monday against the Rays. But then the Red Sox hit the Yankee Stadium next weekend for 3 more before the All-Star break. So a lot's going to be told in the next few weeks.
All right, so there was the 1927 infamous Murderers Row Yankees team, and now 95 years later, they're at it again here, it seems like, huh? So
absolutely, between Stanton and Judge and Rizzo, they're just whacking the ball all over the place. They're getting tributes from everybody in the lineup.
All right, Andy, let's close us out here with what's the latest news from around Major League Baseball?
Well, a couple of things to keep an eye out for that we had not talked about. On Saturday, June 25th, three Astros pitchers combined to no-hit the Yankees in the Bronx, believe it or not, but that vaunted lineup, someone was able to no-hit them. They struck out 15 bombers in that one. It was the eighth time that the Yankees were no-hit in franchise history, and the last time, you may ask, when was the last time the Yankees were no-hit? Well, it was back in 2003, and yes, it was another combined no-hitter by the Astros.
Wow.
I think the Yankees just don't want to see the Astros. That seems to be their nemesis at this point. Angels manager Phil Nevin, who was formerly a Yankees third base coach, was suspended 10 games for his role in a bench-clearing brawl between the Angels and Mariners back on Sunday, June 26th. There were seven ejections after that fight. And Major League Baseball recently announced that the A's will not have to pay a relocation fee if they should move out of Oakland.
Well, that's nice. There you go.
Well, yeah, save them a little bit of money. I guess the rumor has it the relocation fee could be close to $1 billion. So that's some pocket change that I can put aside to maybe get some players on that team to make them a little more affordable.
Well, Montreal will love that. Oh, no, they're not going to Montreal? Okay, right. All right. Hey, Andy, anything else to share with us? That's not enough, but anything else you want to make note of?
I mean, the Red Sox really need to regroup. It's, they got off to a good start on their recent road trip before getting to Chicago and dropping a couple games when you thought that the Red Sox should at least win two, or if not sweep that series, and then dropping two or three to the Rays here. And, it's just a case of what shows up on the field with the Yankees coming up this week, and it could be ugly. That's for sure, the way the pitching staff has been going in recent days, and the bullpen as well. And again, the Yankees coming in on a roll. Will they continue the roll? That'll be the question.
Well, if they sweep, they can be just 10 games back. How about that? There you go.
Squibby shades of 1978 in reverse.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, there you go. All right, Andy, good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.